This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden and Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan described their first face-to-face talks on Monday as heads of state as productive, but did not announce any major breakthroughs in the relationship between the two countries. Biden told reporters after their meeting on Monday on the sidelines of the NATO summit in Brussels that the talks were positive and productive, and he was confident we'll make real progress with Turkey. Erdogan characterized the talks as productive and sincere. He continued, "We think there are no issues between U.S. and Turkey relationship that are unsolvable and that areas of cooperation for us are richer and larger than problems." The talks come at a time when the two NATO allies are at odds over a number of issues, including Syria, Libya, and the sale of Russian weapons to Turkey. The United States sanctioned Turkey in December over its purchase of a Russian weapons system and recently criticized human rights abuses in Turkey. Turkey has called for the United States to end its support for Syrian Kurdish fighters, which Turkey says are linked to the Kurdish insurgency in Turkey. The 30 member states of NATO ended their Monday summit in Brussels, reaffirming the military alliance with a strong statement against Russia and, to a lesser degree, China. Both countries were called out as, quote, challenges to the rules-based international order. In their final communique, the NATO leaders agreed to open a new chapter in transatlantic relations as they face what they termed increasingly complex security environments. The final document included recognition of a more assertive Russia and a more brutal form of terrorism, as well as ongoing global instability, increasing cyber threats, new technologies, pandemics, and climate change. This is VOA News. A jailed Belarusian journalist has made another public appearance during a news conference in Minsk on Monday. Roman Pratasevich, who was arrested in May after his flight was forced to land in Belarus, said he was fine and had not been beaten. Belarusian authorities deny the plane was diverted so Pratasevich could be arrested. They say it was instead because of a bomb threat, although no reports of a bomb have been reported. Reports say no bomb was found on the plane. The plane had been flying over Belarusian airspace when it was brought down. As a result of the incident, several airlines have rerouted flights to avoid traveling over Belarus. This was not the first time Pratasevich has appeared in public since his arrest. Last month, he admitted to participating in a plot to oust President Alexander Lukashenko by organizing riots. He also took back criticism of the Belarusian leader, who defended the diversion of the aircraft as necessary to protect the Belarusian people. Pratasevich appeared with four officials, two of them wearing uniforms, which led opposition members to claim the appearance was made under duress. The European Union and the United States have called for Pratasevich to be released. The United States is not planning to support Afghan forces with airstrikes after the U.S. troops withdrawal is complete. This is according to the top U.S. military commander in the Middle East. General Frank McKenzie spoke with VOA in an exclusive interview, saying counterterrorism strikes in Afghanistan will be limited to instances when attack plans have been discovered to strike the U.S. or its allies. The general's comments appear to refute a report by the New York Times that said the Pentagon wants authorization for airstrikes to support Afghan security forces if Kabul or another major city is in danger of falling to the Taliban. McKenzie's candid description of U.S. involvement in Afghanistan after its withdrawal coincides with a narrowing counter-terror offensive against Islamic State and al-Qaeda, as the Pentagon prioritizes competition with China and Russia. The general has said his force size in the Middle East is now closer to 40,000. That's a significant reduction from 18 months ago, when that number was between 60 and 80,000 troops. U.S.-based biotech company Novavax announced Monday that phase 3 clinical trials of its COVID-19 vaccine show it to be more than 90% effective at preventing the disease. That includes protecting against virus variants. A release from the company said the study enrolled nearly 30,000 participants across 119 sites in the United States and Mexico, with an emphasis on recruiting a representative population of communities most affected by the disease. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.